Welcome to the Sarah and Vinny Secret Show, brought to you by Odyssey. This is the Sarah and Vinny Secret Show. Just a heads up, episodes sometimes include content not suitable for work and definitely not safe for kids. Now available on the Odyssey app.
Secret, I think you want to know. A dirty little secret about a secret little show.
Sarah and Vinny Secret Show for Monday, October 4th. Very exciting. We're fully into October, fully into fall, and yet it's going to be 100 degrees today. So, yay. It's 2021. You clicked your tongue. No, nothing?
Oh, me?
Yeah.
Well, I was actually going to ask you. Let me ask you a question. All right. Do we have a bunch of bad advices?
I got a couple things I want to get to, but nothing pressing.
Let me ask you a question. So, do you share a calendar with your husband so that you two can keep track of what the is going on in your lives?
We do not share a calendar, but whenever he has something that I need to be aware of, he sends it to me as an invitation. Like, for instance, today, Richard's coming, so he sent me a thing saying, Richard's coming, and I said, accept, and it goes into my calendar. And when I have
something... Oh, so you do share it. Well, he doesn't have a calendar that he looks at. That's just his way of letting you know what's going on.
No, he has his own calendar with all his softball games. He's just joined some cornhole league. Like, he's all... I don't need that in my calendar.
Boy,
he's got his
best life, isn't
yes.
he?
Oh, he truly is, Vin. I mean, all weekend long, he had the cornhole set here. Every few seconds, I'd hear, flunk.
And this is him practicing.
Yeah, you know, look, there's a couple really good cornhole players in this league, apparently. So he's going to do that. But yeah, so he's got his own calendar, and I've got my own calendar. And when it's something that the other person needs to be aware of, we just send an invite. Why, do you guys share a calendar?
We don't. We don't have a way of knowing things, and we miss a ton of stuff. And I don't know why we haven't done this sooner. And I think a lot of modern couples do have to have some, like what you're doing is, in my opinion... In a way, one way, shape, or form, you're sharing a calendar.
He can get his stuff onto yours. That he has to do.
Right. And that's all we need to do as well. And yet, we, for some reason, couldn't seem to straighten that out last
night. Don't you have a calendar hanging up somewhere where you can write down upcoming dates?
We do, and no one uses it.
I see.
So she'll write stuff down on there, and that's
good
for her.
But you don't look at it, right?
But I don't look at it. And, you know, so that's. So, no, I need this stuff sent to my phone and into my calendar, and that's what we're working on. Do you do that, Bryn, with your wife?
It's funny you say this. We just put one up, like, 2 days ago on the fridge.
Oh.
One of those calendars, a monthly calendar, where you put, like, you know, random stuff. I forget what I put down. I put one thing down. Forget what it was. But she has her days off. Typically, it's been... You know, I didn't know you were off this day. I told you that. You're not listening to me.
That's what happens.
That is exactly how we're living at my house, what you just said. And it's so dumb to be trying to manage your life, her managing her life. Mm-hmm. You have a kid, or in my case, two of them. Mm-hmm. There's a ton of shit happening all the fucking time. And every time I'm the last guy to know about it. Every time.
Well, she told you like four times, I'm sure.
Well, that's
she told you a million times.
She just weren't listening.
Yeah, that's
Vinny,
when
you open up your calendar program just on your computer and you put in a new thing that you're going to do, doesn't it show you a place where you can click to add invitees?
Yes. And so that's been, for whatever reason, we're going to work this out today. Mm-hmm. But for whatever reason, I can send her stuff and she'll get it and it'll land on her calendar. And this was the grind last night at 9 o'clock.
She can't send it to you.
She's not able to get him onto my calendar. And she's like, I don't get this. I have a calendar with 100 people at work. And we do this back and forth all day, every day.
Yeah.
But I can't get you an invite to the thing that I need you to know about.
Right.
So we're working it out. But I just thought, I don't know how many couples or people out there haven't. I don't even feel like it's a big leap, but it really does involve just finally going, we got to do something better than what we're doing.
Right.
This hopefully you remembering that it doesn't work.
Mm-mm.
It's just not possible. There's so many things that something happened over on Friday that I missed.
Uh-oh.
And she did tell me about it, and I went, yeah, I'll do that. And then I forgot all about it. And now we're in the city, so I was on my way home, and I did have my surfboard and wetsuit in the car, and I jumped in the ocean, and it was wonderful. And then I got home, and then she was like, you know, hey. And then Saturday morning, I'm driving out to the ocean again at 5 a.m. In the dark, and it hits me like lightning. Oh, my God, Friday. She had a thing. Oh, I fully missed that, and she didn't even say anything. Yell at me about it. Like,
ah! Oh, what was it?
That's
it
was just worse.
She had an appointment. So I told you guys I went and got my real ID. And part of the reason was because, you know, my passport expired.
Yeah.
And it's like, okay, this has to happen. And she was going to go get hers. And I wasn't home for her to go get her picture taken.
So she had to stay with the kids.
No, the kids were at school, but she couldn't leave because maybe one of the kids had to be picked up and she didn't want to be in.
So
the
she
DMV.
Just shined it.
She just shined it and didn't say anything to me about it. And it was just an example of, well, if I had that in my calendar, I would have known.
Yep.
I wouldn't have forgotten all about
it. You would have gotten a little reminder on your freaking phone, and it would have said, this is what you
have
to
do. So anyway, that's what we got to get done. I know that's not very entertaining, but for just a PSA, we all have to do that.
It can't be that difficult. It just can't be.
All of the couples of the world have to get on the same calendar, or there's no way you're going to be able to.
It's a fight waiting to happen.
Yep.
You're lucky she's so cool about it.
Well, she, you know. I'm sure she wouldn't have been as cool if it were something important.
Really important. But you probably wouldn't have forgotten if it was something really important.
Well, I don't know. I was driving home. There I am on the coast. It's blue water and sunny skies.
It's been a long week.
It has been a long... Ben, let me say, last week was a long week.
Long week.
Long, hard week.
That was a long fucking week.
Yeah.
Oh God, I never want to go back to last week.
I
want to forge ahead into the new times.
Yeah.
The new days.
Right. Anyway.
Forget last week ever
happened. I'll let you know how it goes, but we are going.
Wake me up when October's here.
Family calendar, everybody, over here.
I don't even want to say the name of that month anymore. Okay, and another thing that I totally fucked up last week.
What? Oh right.
Great.
This is terrible.
That was on me too.
One of our favorite and listen, I've been saving this. I don't know when he sent this, but I've been saving it for October 1st. I was saving it. It has the date right on it. You know what the problem is? I was at the station and I wasn't looking at my Google Drive.
Mm-hmm. And I had it in my brain too.
Yep. I had it ready to go.
And then Friday, something came up, and I had to run out of the studio, and just everything went to shit then.
Yep. No. Shit came up last week. A lot of shit.
Oh, my God, did it.
So don't worry, listeners. A lot of people are like, oh, no, I'm reading between the lines. No. It was a fuck-up that shouldn't have happened, and it will never happen again. It lasted forever. It was an ongoing huge fuck-up. That was more fucked up than we can even tell
you. Imagine falling
and falling
for 18 months.
And falling.
It's a stairwell you're falling down that lasts 18 months long. Yeah. However,
and then
many
you hit the bottom with a thud. Every bone in your body is broken, and someone reaches out their hand and goes, "Don't worry, you can climb back up now. It's fine."
Right.
All right. Don't worry about it.
Whoops.
Oh, oopsie. I don't know who's in charge of that.
Huh. Sorry about those shoes we left at the top of the stairway, but no worries.
They've been covered in broken bottles of vinegar. Look, don't try to understand it. Just accept it.
It's inside business.
And it's behind us.
And it's over.
And as weeks go by, it'll get further and further behind us. Someday we'll be 18 months away from it.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, boy.
I swear, though, there are times I'm not a... I can get vibey and I can get down and I can get in a bad mood, but I'm not a screamer in the same way that some people I know can be or have been through the years that I've known.
Lose their fucking minds.
I wish I was in that moment, though. I felt like this is big enough. This should be a moment where I get to have a cow.
Yep.
And then I just didn't.
You know what's crazy about it, too, is like when I first found out about it, this mystery thing that we're not going to tell you what it is. At first, I was just sad. I was like, oh, no. You know, I'm just... And then, like, by Friday, I was livid.
Yeah.
Like, I can't believe that it happened, and it happened for so long.
Right.
Anyway, it's in the past. We're looking forward. We're getting into a bright future. And all of you guys, we want you to come with. So anyway, so by Friday, I was fucking frazzled.
Yeah.
And so I huge apologies to this person.
Oh,
because
right,
this person was,
who
yeah,
is this person?
It is El Hombre, who was a guest, I don't know, a month ago. He told us about this crazy situation.
I love El Hombre.
El Hombre is, he's a good hombre. Es muy bueno. Dear Sarah, Vinny, Brit, and Coco, this October 1st, last Friday, marks a great time in my life. 5 years ago, my luck turned around as I met the person who I have the grace to call my wife.
Oh,
El
Hombre. I'm calling her Lil Smiley, inside joke. Lil Smiley's the perfect match to my little homie. I'm wondering if they're talking about the vagina and the penis. I'm wondering if that's
there
what
are good matches, you know. I've definitely had better matches than others. There's no doubt.
Yeah. Fits like a glove.
Lil Smiley is the perfect match to my little homie. I'm the perfect sucker for her knockers.
Well,
wow. We're both
well
dorks
done.
And we're both rockers.
What a poet he is.
Yeah.
Adorable.
She packs a punch and loves my personality. In all seriousness, I am a lucky guy. She has turned my life around, made me a better man. I can only hope I've done the same. But to tell you the truth, she's already perfect. Happy anniversary, my love. And if Sarah reads this on The Secret Show, take this as an old school radio shout out, except without the cheesy love song to follow. From yours
all
truly
right.
and forever, your only El Hombre. Thanks, guys. Keep on rocking.
Little Smiley. Is that what he said? Little Smiley?
Yeah, Little Smiley.
Yeah, Little Smiley.
She's got a little smile.
Thank you for taking good homie. Care of our El Hombre.
Yeah.
He's had a rough go.
He has. The guy got stabbed, for God's sake. You know?
Whew. In his own house.
Yeah. Oh, wait. Was he at the neighbor's house or his own
no,
house?
No, it was his own house.
He was in his own
kids
house.
There.
The dude knocked on the door and jumped him in his
that
doorway.
Guy. My God.
Didn't you
imagine
listen
that?
To
you
that
see your
story?
Dad getting, I don't remember all the details. I remember he got stabbed. That's good, right?
And then he's telling this story, and he's doing the whole thing, and right in the middle of it, I'm like, and so where were your kids?
Oh, right
remember?
There watching on the
and
couch,
goes,
man.
Oh, they were home. What? Yeah. You're having a knife fight in the living room while the kids are asleep.
They wake up to have their Cheerios the next day, and they're like, why is there blood everywhere? This is weird.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, that's crazy. Mm-hmm. I'm so glad he lived and was
able
to
good
meet
for
his
you,
wife.
Too. Congratulations. Have a good one, Little Smiley.
Yeah. And
I'm sorry we're late.
And little homie. Yeah, I'm really sorry, El Hombre. I really meant to. You can't even. Yeah, last week was just a total CF, so. Probably we should cut it all out. I don't know. All right, you ready for ready to buckle down, give some advice?
You bet.
I need some bad but actually really good advice. I've been with my husband for 9 years. Early in our relationship, he went through a depression where he pulled away from me, and it was super confusing. But I stuck around because I knew how special he was, and he came out of it after many months. Things were then amazing with us for 4 years. Then, right before getting married, it happened again. It was awful for me. I felt so rejected and alone. I didn't even know if he wanted to be with me. Then again, he came out of it after a few months, and things were amazing for about 5 years. Now we have a 10-month-old baby girl. Things are going incredibly well with her and also with our jobs, but it's happening again. We haven't had sex in 2 to 3 months. This is extremely out of the ordinary for us. We usually have sex at least once a week. He says he feels disconnected from me, that he's sorry. He knows he's hurting me, but he can't help it. We have an appointment to see a therapist next week, and he's going to do a solo session as well. We've also started scheduling date nights, which seem to go well, but ultimately don't change anything. I tried leaving town for a few days to visit friends to do something kind for myself, and also B, to see if being away would help him miss me and rekindle things. I had a wonderful time. It was a great distraction, but of course it did nothing to help him. I'm grateful that he's handling his depression better than in the past, but it still hurts. He isn't shirking any of his duties at home or with our daughter. I feel like this is either a cyclical thing that will happen every few years for him, and or it happens when major life events occur. Like he meets her, there's a depression. He marries her, there's a depression. They have a young baby, there's a depression. Even when they're positive things. I think we're doing everything right to get through this, but what I need advice on is this. How do I not be angry, sad, and resentful toward him? I'm doing what I need. I'm doing my best to stay honest with how this affects me, and not dump it all on him since I know he's hurting. I feel so rejected. I want my husband back. I want him to have sex with me. His normal self is such a bright light of joy and fun. And when this happens, that light in his eyes is just gone. I wish I could help. I wish I didn't take it so personally. I almost want to leave town again so I'll feel less lonely in our home. Please help. As someone who goes through bouts of depression, I can say that it is cyclical. I mean, I have no idea if anything that I call them blue times. And it's normal. I mean, actually, you should be grateful that there's years in between. Obviously, if it starts to pick up, that's a problem. And it sounds like you're doing all the right things. You know, he's going to therapy. You guys are going to do couples therapy. It's just so difficult. And actually, when John was really sick for a while, about probably 10 years ago, maybe a little more than that, because we lived at our old house, and it turns out that he had like a form of Lyme disease. And I actually, at one point, I asked, I'm like, do you want a divorce? Like, he wouldn't talk to me. He's like, Sarah, I'm just so sick. And but I know what you're talking about when you feel abandonment. It's like we're in this together, and all of a sudden, he's there physically, but not there at all in the way that you come to rely on with your husband. And, I'm hopeful for you that this will a couple months and he'll get back to his normal self. I don't know how to help you through the resentment of it.
Well, this is what I'd say. You're doing the right thing, that you got to go to a counselor and have someone help you deal with him, mm-hmm. which is to say, and look, I don't know him. I'm going on what you're saying. So right. There are plenty of people who are, this isn't going to be helpful, but there's plenty of people who fall out of love with someone and they want out, and they're just going to be this way until there's a breakup, you know? But that doesn't,
it doesn't sound like him.
You've said it's a cycle. You've said you've seen it come up during big life changes, which makes it even harder because, mm-hmm. you know, a new
baby. That's when you need him.
Look, let me tell you something. People, babies are a blessing. Building a family is really cool. It's also super fucking hard. And having someone check out, even if it's a clinical depression and it's real and it's absolutely something he can't control, there's no doubt you feel resentment. Because you're picking up the slack and you're, you know,
and the person you need to talk to about this, the person you're in it with, is not available to you emotionally.
Right. So, but hopefully this counselor that you see will help you understand that what he's going through is very real. It's just like when you hear someone say, I'm mad at someone because they committed suicide. They took the coward's way out. They did this to me. This person abandoned me. And what you don't understand is that they had serious problems, serious depression, something that they couldn't handle or manage. And it's not about you. You know what I mean? And it's something that you need to really get a better understanding of before, and it will help you not be mad at someone. And it'll, if anything, it'll help you have compassion and empathy for them, knowing that they're going through something intense. And I realize that suicide comparison's probably not the same, but it certainly makes the point I'm trying to make, which is
that it's about him and
it's not his fault. It's not something that he's in control of. It's not something that you should be mad about. And if he's willing to get the help, which it sounds like he is, then he deserves all the credit in the world for that. And that that's great. It would be just as easy for him to say, F that, I want no part of that. Mm. Then you got a real problem. That's when you are partnered with someone who isn't even going to try to work their way through this stuff. And this stuff can get worse, maybe, you know?
Yeah. So, I think, you know, she said he's going to do solo sessions. Frankly, I think that you need to go to solo sessions too. Therapy is absolutely great. Just mm-hmm. saying things out loud and having someone to help you process through things is the most whole I've ever felt is after doing, you know, some therapy. And sometimes you even feel silly, like, well, I don't even, you know, is this even a problem? Or if you're feeling it, it's great to have someone to work through it with. Mm-hmm. I think it's going to be great for him. I think couples therapy sounds great for you guys, I think it, why wouldn't you also chat with someone? Maybe even with the therapist that's doing the couples therapy with you. Maybe you, you know, because then they've got a really good handle on what's going on between the two of you and can help you work through it. Bren, Nick?
Yeah, these lows happen. And I think that if you maybe try to keep yourself busy, you know, I don't know. I think you guys both have great points. And if she got some professional help as well, that'll help her get through this. It sounds like, yeah, Vin's right. If it's not, if you see that he still loves you and still wants to be with you, that's the most important part. Right. So it could be a lot worse.
And she knows it's cyclical.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it seems like she kind of already figured it out for herself, which is going to a professional.
Right. So. And look, the thing that happens in these big life changes is you are actually coming to grips with your life changing in a profound way, which is marriage, which is a kid coming into your life, which is this person that you love. That I certainly pushed Christina away in the beginning because I was like, yikes, this chick just keeps on going. Like, I kept expecting it to blow up and it never did.
You kept setting things up to make it fail.
And I was like, this is crazy. We're I'll take her to Tahoe. Still are. What the hell? Maybe we should just break up.
We'll move in together. That should be the end.
And she's like, oh, that's a good answer to things going well. We should break up. Good job. But that's, you know, everybody's got a different reaction to good coming into their lives. Me, I'm like, kick that as far away from you as you can.
There has to be an ulterior motive. Something bad's going to happen. Things are going too well.
Right. So, I mean, I think that that's something that, you know, look, I don't want you to minimize it. It's not the Pats having a bad season. This is real life changes, big stuff. It's not, he's not going up and down with the baseball season.
So I can tell John to snap out of it then? So
you should tell John, yeah, that's not a good enough reason. Snap out of it, exactly
and
right.
And make dinner. Hurry up about it.
Right. That's tough stuff, though. I can imagine that I went through that with the missus. It was postpartum for sure, though, and I knew that. And yet, I still couldn't get through. It's tough.
Right. Well, and she's already not a big talker.
No. No, she is not.
Right. But did you do couples therapy together at that point? Oh, you did. And you went by yourself, too. Right.
We had to. Yeah, we wouldn't be here if we didn't. That's the truth. If I can say anything about counseling, there it is. That's an example of we would be through. And it's really just because I sort of have a mindset and have, unfortunately, through most of my single years that, you know, if something's not good, well, get rid of it. Even though, you know, mm-hmm. once you
now
have
throw
kids,
a kid in it,
and you don't just get rid of things like that. That's like
not
you have
so
to
fast.
You have annoyed the shit out of me today. I'm getting rid of you.
Right. That's it. And in fact, we see that on the dating scene today. People don't want to put out any effort, and they sure don't want to be told they're wrong and have to make some changes in their life. They'll just swipe right.
Yep. Let's just find somebody else to annoy. Speaking of dating, how's it going with Beefcake?
Good question, Sarah.
Thank you. Thanks so much. I was just reminded of that.
It's going good. Yeah.
You didn't see him over the weekend, though, did you?
No, I went kayaking with him.
Wait, you did
weekend?
Go see him.
Mm-hmm.
You told us on Friday you weren't seeing
it
him.
It was
this
a last
weekend.
Minute thing.
Oh,
last minute, let's go kayaking.
Can't stay away from each other. Oh my God, they're in love.
I love it. Okay, tell us everything. What day?
That was it.
That's not it. There's a million things. Where did you go kayaking? What
Santa
day?
Santa Cruz.
What?
I was thinking I was going to run
into you. Right near
yeah,
me.
I was thinking. That's what I'm saying.
Wait, so Saturday?
Yeah.
You drove to him.
Mm-hmm.
Then you left your car in Cupertino.
Yeah, Saturday was a little bit there wasn't great visibility. Maybe in town it was better. Was it
foggy?
I
don't know. To be honest, I don't know where we were. I don't know that area.
We were together.
I don't really know that area, but
was it sunny?
Yeah, it was sunny. And
oh, good.
Yeah, it was nice. I've never done kayaking in the ocean, and that was a little scary for me, but I'm happy I did it.
Does he have his own kayak?
No, we rented. We went with like an instructor.
And was this just random? Check. He just said, you know what we should do?
Yeah, well, we were talking about, we've been talking about it, and then
kayaking.
Did it. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Did like 6 miles.
6 miles? Yeah. That's
were you each
crazy.
In your own kayak or in a
no,
double?
No, he was like in the back and I was in the front.
Two-man kayak.
Oh. Mm-hmm.
You each have your own hole to sit in, or are you sit in the same? Oh, okay. Oh,
which I've never done that type of kayaking before. I thought, I've always been in an open kayak.
Yeah.
I never know there's like a hole and I had to wear like a pouch thing.
Yeah.
I didn't know any of that.
You don't want the freezing cold ocean water getting in there with you.
I didn't think of any of that. I was like, I'm used to being on a lake or a river.
Yeah.
With a beer and just floating around,
paddle around in a circle.
Yeah. So that was interesting.
Did you have to wear a swimsuit?
No. They like said, they sent an email saying like what to wear and what to bring and stuff. Because it was at, it was in the morning, so it was not, I thought it was gonna be colder, but I wore like a light sweater, yoga pants, and Converse.
Did you
a
get
sweater.
Wet?
Sweater.
Yeah. Did I get wet?
Yeah. Did you get wet? No.
Down there.
Good.
Down there. No.
Oh, that's too bad.
No, I was like terrified though, because the reason why we kept going and we did 6 miles is because we went far out to see a whale and then the whale disappeared.
Oh no.
And so we just kept going and going. And then
humpback whale?
I think it was a humpback whale. We went pretty far
there's
out.
There's tons of action right now. There's tons of dolphin. There's tons
of whales.
Yeah,
we saw a dolphin. Yeah. Yeah. So
there's a lot going on
out
there.
It was a really cool experience. But so we're coming back and we were paddling and they're like, oh, there's the whale, because we see its fin and it breached and stuff. And we were far away, but I'm like, man, that fucking whale's so close to shore and I'm all the way out here.
Strong.
Yeah.
Wow. So, look at you guys go.
Being adventurous. Yeah, but it was fun. And
did that. Remember the Tahoe trip I brought Dusty on, Sarah?
Yeah,
like
yeah.
This was
the
3
one you
weeks
figured
into
would,
our relationship.
Right. You figured, oh, this will break us up.
Right.
Go away for the weekend.
We did that on Tahoe Lake. We went and did kayaks, and of course I end up in the water because I always
you're
do.
You, right.
Right. But that's fun stuff. That's a neat little couples thing. So did you guys bone?
No.
Did you get horizontal and dry hump?
No.
Tell us if you did, though? Or would you just lie like normal?
Yeah, liar.
I don't know. But no, that really hasn't happened. So,
are you excited by the prospect of that? Or are you like, I still don't see him that way?
No, Sarah asked me the other day if I see him as boyfriend material. I'm like, yeah, somewhere in the future. So just working. Oh. Just see where this
but
goes.
But you don't think about, you know what I really want to know is how good he is, you know.
Let's get a hold of that chotch down there. See what's going on down there. I just filled the kayak up.
How
you doing?
You filled the kayak up?
You filled the kayak up?
Yeah, she got all wet down there.
Right. No, I understand. I'm asking, is that what happened?
No. I was honestly thinking, like, what if I run into Vinny?
That would have been great.
That
would have
been so funny.
I wish, like, anything that you had run into each other, because then we could hear about this day from Vinny's perspective.
That would be great. I wish that would have happened.
Like, here I am, because there were some surfers, so we come around the bend, and the instructor goes, oh, and then you're going to see some surfers. And I was like, hurry.
Surfers! Funny.
Oh, my God, that's funny.
I was just thinking, what if that's Vinny out there coming towards us on the board, like, hurry.
Could have been.
I wish that I that would have been so fun.
Can you imagine how
that
would have been?
Look
great.
Over and be like, Coco?
What the hell are you doing here? Out here in the
this
water.
Isn't Benicia, by the way.
Far from home.
All mixed up. All right. Well, on that note, we're done here. You can send emails to Bryn, Bryn, at RadioAtlas.com. We love to read your problems and even just stories, you know, whatever you've got. Just write your thoughts now.
Wait, one last question.
Yeah.
So you're finishing a day date, right? This is the daytime Santa Cruz. Do you guys go to lunch?
Yeah. We went to lunch.
You go to lunch.
Yeah.
Okay. And then dinner also?
No.
So you say goodbye, but he takes you to your house?
Oh, hold on. Did you see his apartment?
Yeah.
Oh.
Oh, you went back to his apartment?
Yeah. Oh, time's up.
Oh.
No,
time
is not up.
You guys make, so tell us, did you guys make out? Like, really make out?
At his apartment. He got called into work, so not really.
So did you make out or not?
No. It was just like, okay, bye. And then, because he had to go to work. What? So.
What? Yeah.
What did you do again? I forget.
What? He's an engineer.
He got called in for engineering work, like emergency engineer work on a Saturday.
Yeah, believe it or not, that actually does happen.
But he has to go so fast that he can't make out with the girl he just spent the whole day with?
I mean, it's work. Like, I get it. If you guys called me.
You guys are unbelievable.
We're responsible. Serious. That's why.
You're supposed to say, I can't. I'm sick. I can't find my keys. I don't know where my phone is. Oh, wait, it's right here. I need to do this right now.
I'll be there in 10 minutes. I can knock this out real quick.
Yeah, I mean, come on. This one's all about me, baby.
I'll get you back next time. You stay here. I'll be right back.
Magic words.
All right, the end.